All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We're back with Angel's Tear. For those of you guys who haven't seen the first part of this video, it's on BitChute still. I forgot to delete it. There's still a couple things that I just couldn't delete because there's just so many videos. It wasn't like the other site. It was a lot of videos, and they take forever because of the way BitChute has worked. But, I will put that first video here on Joystick. It's not hard for me to do if you guys want the first part of the series, so I can add that. It's not an issue over there. It shouldn't be. Or over here, rather. But, okay. Why am I being included? Popular as always, aren't you? Miss Shizumi sends me a teasing glance. That's not true at all, I'd never... Are you sure about that? You're cute, I swear. You're like an angel. Angel? Even you're saying that stuff. I know. Yuri just gives off that feeling that she'll accept anyone and anything, right? Staring at my chest, she makes groping gestures with her hands at me. Mio, and you too, Miss Shizumi. Please don't tease me so much. Sorry. Mio's one thing, but I don't know how to handle a grown woman like Miss Shizumi teasing me too. Oh, that's right. Yuri, do you have some free time after class? I do, but why? Did I do something wrong? I just wanted you to join me for practice. How about it? Oh, tennis practice. I'd love to join you. Miss Shizumi always has great advice, and I can learn a lot, even from just watching her. I should be the one requesting her to join me, honestly, not the other way around. I'm sorry for imposing. I know you have tests coming soon. Oh no, it's perfectly fine! Yeah, Yuri's so smart, it's like she has a cheat code that gives her all the answers so that she can ace tests without studying. What is Mio talking about? I see. Alright. Yuri, see you on the court after school then. Miss Shizumi finishes what she has to say and walks away from us. I feel like Miss Shizumi just glared at me all serious for a second there. A sharp gaze, one that I've never seen her make before. Then she leaves, leaving behind a faint scent of her sweet perfume. What was that just now? Aha, what a woman. Miss Shizumi sure is something else. Entranced, Mio stares at Miss Shizumi's back as she walks away. I stand beside Mio and think about the meaning of the sharp gaze Miss Shizumi just gave me. Did I say something wrong? But no matter how I thought about it, I just couldn't figure out the reason. Maybe I should just ask her directly. But while I was lost in thought, the morning bell started ringing. Oof. We were messing around so much I lost track of time. Let's head to class. Just before heading to the classroom, I look at Miss Shizumi's direction one last time. However, there's no longer any trace of her. Hey, did you hear? The rumored goddess angel was out and about again yesterday. I overhear a conversation the second I step into the classroom. Wow, really? She's been showing up a lot recently. Seems like some boys are excitedly talking about the goddess angel.
か知ってる?
Goddess Angel? Mio, do you know anything about her?
え? 幽霊知らないの?
Hmm? You mean you don't know about her?
噂には聞いたこともあるけど、詳しくは。
Well, I've heard of her in rumors, but no concrete details.
ではこの Mio さんが教えて差し上げましょう。
What? Ahem. Well then, allow me to inform you on what you need to know.She clears her throat in an exaggerated manner as the lecturer would. She's a hero of justice who fights the evil denizens of darkness. With dazzling beauty and power that's out of this world. However, no one knows her true identity.That's the mysterious goddess angel. She beams at the sky and places a hand on her cheek. Got all that? She's even a hot topic all over the internet at this point, too. See if I can do one other thing for you guys.With background volume. Voice is all the way up. BGM is down. Master volume. Okay, so the voices are fine. I feel like I get it and don't at the same time. I understand that she's a strong and beautiful woman, at least. But what exactly is she fighting? Are evil denizens of darkness supposed to be robbers? You know what? No one really knows. Huh? Even you don't know either? There are witnesses and people who have been saved by her, but it's not like there are any pictures floating around to prove it.It's the hottest topic at the moment, so I'm a little curious, but there aren't really any leads to go off of. It's like an urban legend. Maybe she exterminates vampires and stuff. Mio jokingly smiles. Wow, so are things... Excuse me, so there are things that even Miopedia doesn't know.Miopedia only covers things that really interest me. It's not like it covers everything. If you say so. The things that normally pique Mio's interest are love affairs and, if I'm being honest, gossip. As well as girls, girls, and more girls. Like a Motley Crue video. Sit down, everyone. Time to start homeroom. Mr. Maruyama enters the room right as the bell rings.Well, Mr. Maru is exactly on time yet again. Well, I'll talk to you later, Yuri. Yeah, talk to you later. Mio rushes back to her own seat. Good morning, everyone. I'll be starting now. With that, Mr. Maruyama takes his seat and starts explaining the schedule for our upcoming tests and such. Even when the students yawn in class, all he does is point it out jokingly. It's always nice to be here. Time for first period.Oh yeah, before I forget, Mr. Maruyama suddenly gets a little serious. There's been quite a few cases of harassment and molestations reported recently, including from students in Chikoho Academy. The classroom bustles from his declaration. Oh no, Chikoho is the neighboring town, isn't it? That's so close by. Honestly, I don't understand gropers. Men are the worst. Don't lump us in with those guys.All right, settle down now. Mr. Maruyama claps his hands together a couple of times, causing the class to simmer down. This is something that directly involves you all. Please take care to avoid anyone suspicious and stay alert. That's about it then. Hope you all have a good day. Mr. Maruyama wraps up homeroom as usual and leaves, attendant sheet in hand. He says to be careful, but there isn't much you can do if you're targeted on a bus or a train. Yes, Chikan is a very big deal in Japan. Yes, it's also a fetish category, but it's also a real problem. So, if we do have any of those scenes, we are definitely addressing that the real thing is a problem, but yet there is fetish material based on it. Of course there is. It's even in Rants, guys. There's literally a Rants 3 section where it's in. And Rants is one of the most popular eroge of all time. Yeah, that being said, there's a big difference between fetish and the real thing, and women don't technically like that kind of thing on a train. Like, they don't. Or a bus, or anything like that. Mio leans diagonally forward from her seat behind me and speaks up. You be careful too, yeah? These perverts target modest and cute ones like you. I'll be okay, I've never been targeted like that so far. Maybe because you look too vulnerable? Seriously though, you're like the jackpot for these guys, so be careful, okay? Thank you, I'll be careful. My heart warms from Mio worrying about me. But it's true that these incidents have been increasing lately. I'll have to tell Tomo-kun to watch out too. I'll make sure to warn him when I get home. Third period is phys ed. Come on, don't drag your feet! You just earned yourself another 3 laps! I'm sorry, every gym teacher in every game I'll ever do seems to be like this, so... Mr. Gondao, the gym teacher, shouts at everyone in an angry tone. He has us all running today like hamsters on a wheel, not allowed to stop. What, is he serious? That's ridiculous! For real, this ain't the military. A few boys complain as they run. Mr. Gondao is quite unpopular. He's strict and forces us to do a lot of hard exercise. You think he's just mad about what happened the other day and is trying to get back at us for it? You mean the volleyball thing? Yeah, when he gave me a ball that had one of the hairs stuck to it and I got all grossed out. Now that you mention it, he did get pretty angry over that. His face was so red. I don't want to use a ball that he has even so much as touched, let alone one with his hair on it. And it was all curly like a pube, too. Ew. Even if it's Mr. Gorilla's pubes, that would be so disgusting. Two girls running together in the front are having a whispered conversation together. Mr. Gorilla? Who are they talking about? Yuri, you don't know? Mr. Gorilla is a nickname for Mr. Gondao. He's all big and hairy and his name starts with Go, too. Gorilla? Don't you think that's quite rude? Nah, he brought it on himself. Besides, it's his personality that people have problems with, not his looks. Huh? What's wrong with Mr. Gondao? Sure, he can be a little strict, but... Oh, you naive girl. You keep making me worry that you'll be taken advantage of by a bunch of bad dudes. Why'd the topic switch to me? It's almost like she wants it to happen. Oh, I'm so worried about you. Those horrible men are gonna do things to you. It's almost like it's foreshadowing something, right? That's not it. All this running isn't for revenge. He's definitely gotta be after that. Oh yeah, that. Disgusting. Look, everyone other than you knows already. Our gaze turns to the girls running in front. He's the worst. The way he leers so openly at us just makes him even grosser than he is. Totally. I can't believe he's making the girls run more just so he can watch our boobs bounce. Huh? To watch our boobs bounce? I thought I misheard, but then I see how the two of them cross their arms over their chests as they run. So you get it? Mio looks at me. You're exaggerating. Mr. Gondo's a teacher. There's no way he would look at students in such an indecent manner. And you wonder why I call you naive. Since you haven't realized, Mr. Grella's been checking you out for a while now. I unintentionally raised my voice in surprise. There's no way! I glanced sideways at him so that he wouldn't notice that I was looking. He definitely is staring in my direction. And it looks like he has a grin on his face, too. No, Mr. Gondao wouldn't look at students with such lecherous eyes. Right. Teachers wouldn't be thinking impure thoughts like that. Are you sure it's not just a misunderstanding? Maybe he's just keeping a close watch over all of us. With that creepy grin on his face while only watching the girls, he's definitely thinking dirty thoughts. You're really defenseless and you get looked at a lot, so be careful, alright? He's definitely after you. What? No matter what you guys think of him, he'd never do that. I've heard that Mr. Gondel is highly unpopular among the girls. There's no way he'd become a phys ed teacher just to ogle at girls. Yeah, I shouldn't doubt a teacher like that. Everyone else thinks so. He's always like this, so he deserves it, really. Aren't these just assumptions? You shouldn't say such negative things about people just on these assumptions. You're right about that, but still. Hey, pick up the pace. If you don't put some effort into it, I'll add another 3 laps. Come on, let's quit worrying over things and try our best, alright? Ah, wait up, Yuri! I decided to focus on running to forget about that weird conversation. The students finally pick up the pace after I yelled at them again. I only have eyes for one thing. Yuri's big and bouncy boobies. Wah-ha-ha. Those are some nice D-cup titties. Wait, looks like they've even gotten bigger again. Maybe she's an E-cup now. Her gym clothes push them up so perfectly. Just the sight makes me want to squeeze them. I just can't get enough of this. One day I'll need to get a nice firm handful of those boobies. They look so soft and plump. I bet her nipples are a pretty pink color too. Wah-ha-ha-ha. I have to stop myself from salivating at the thought of fondling her chest. Just imagining it is giving me an erection. Compared to her, these other girls are just... There are girls with decent bodies besides Yuri. However, they all look at me like I am an insect. The thought of raping them turns me on, but I'm not interested in those bitches. Unlike them, Yuri's got a great personality too. Her face, her body. It's like she really is an actual angel. Half a year ago, I was ogling some students during phys ed class, same as usual. Whoa! I was so focused on the girls that I didn't notice a ball flying straight at me. It smashed into my face and made my nose bleed profusely. I had no idea who threw it. How lame. He was probably too busy staring at the girls again. He got what he deserved. Those brats were looking down on me from afar and laughing. Shit, this sucks. I stumbled to my feet and tried to wipe my nose with my hand. Are you alright? Yuri was the only one who ran to my aid. Who do you think you're talking to? Of course I'm fine from something like this. Turning my head up in the air so that my nose doesn't leak blood, I karate chopped my neck a couple times to display my toughness. While doing so, I still snuck some good looks up and down Yuri's body. Yuri Mashima! I've had my eyes on her ever since she first enrolled here. So don't do that! Please turn your head back so I can help you! I said I'm fine, though! You need to tilt your head down and put pressure on your nasal bone with your fingers. And then she ran off to the water fountain. Where's the nasal bone? I wasn't exactly sure, but I guess that it was the bony part near the top. She returned a while later with a wet handkerchief. Please hold this against the top of your nose. Without hesitation, she put it up right against my nose. Though slightly cold to the touch, a sweet girly aroma went straight into my nostrils. Is this Yuri's handkerchief? It smells good. Where was she keeping it? If it was in the front pocket of her bloomers, then it would have been indirectly touching her pussy. Even if it wasn't directly making contact, it should still get covered in her pussy smell. So this is how her pussy smells. I pretended to press it against my nose when I really was just savoring the smell. I couldn't care less about the tangy blood in my nose at all. Keep doing this for about 10 minutes and the bleeding should stop. She wiped up the dripping blood with a tissue while smiling at me. Her face was close enough that I could feel her breath. The angle we were at made her look at me with upturned eyes. In the exact position she'd be sucking me off or giving me a boob job. Yuri. Ha! Ha! I stared at her face as she innocently helped me. Forgetting the pain entirely, I indulged in the smell of her handkerchief as much as I could. She's a kind girl, not like the other brats who look down on me. I still remember the smell of her handkerchief. Of course, I never gave it back and have been using it to jerk off this whole time, too. I come an unbelievable amount when I use that handkerchief. The difference in pleasure when I use it is unbelievable. I'm trying to stop myself from laughing here. Her smell has obviously almost completely disappeared from it, yet it's still my favorite thing to jerk off with. No, I don't think he's doing that. Well, no, he is doing that. Her luscious mammaries bounce in sync with her steps. They're such a great size and also obviously soft. Blowjobs, boob jobs, missionary donkey. I've raped her in my mind too many times. Fucking her would be the best thing ever. If only I could make her tits, her lips, her pussy all mine. It'd be an entirely different world from just jerking off with her handkerchief. I need to rape her one day. Remember, that means non-con, folks. We're not talking about, you know. This is all a game. I continue ogling her body for the rest of class with that yearning thought in my mind. Phys Ed finally ended, and I head to the locker room with Mio. It's finally over. Mio is visibly slouching over now, having expended all of her energy. We ended up running for the whole class. For real, plus I'm more brains than brawn. Okay, I'm going home, see you tomorrow. We have chemistry next, but then'll be lunch after that. Hang on for just a little longer, okay? Chemistry? Ugh! That's with Karipi, isn't it? This sucks. Karipi? She says yet another name I'm unfamiliar with. Even though I've been to this school for so long, I forgot all these people's names and nicknames. Huh. Sounds hard to believe. The chem teacher, Kiwamu Doi, he's a total creep, so combine that with his first name and he's creepy. Oh, she means Mr. Doi. There you go with the mean nicknames again. Hey, it's not like I'm the one who made it up. You know, the teachers in the school aren't all that upstanding. You got the perv, Mr. Gorilla, and then there's Creepy who talks to dolls. Then there's Honda, who'll get handsy with the students he finds cute, and then the baseball club advisor with the school swimsuit fetish. Man, seems like they need to have a whole meeting with the Teachers Association. Mio, how could you say such cruel things? You shouldn't talk about teachers like that. I speak nothing but the truth. All these teachers are nothing but weirdos and sickos. Who are these weirdos and sickos again? Ah, Mr. Maru! Mio just croaked like a squashed frog. That's Mr. Maruyama to you. Indeed, indubitably, Mr. Maruyama. Oh, very good. So what were you calling your teachers again? I bet Mr. Maru is the worst. Aha, nothing. Well, not you, Mr. Maruyama. You're one of the only good ones in this school. If only she knew, right? Do you know what game you're in? That's not the point. It's disrespectful to say such things about your own teachers, no? You're right. I'm sorry. Uncharacteristically, Mio sniffles with remorse. We're sorry, Mr. Maruyama. If you understand, then good. We teachers are only human, too. Nobody's perfect, and it's normal for people to have their faults. In any case, talking behind someone's back solves nothing. You never know the full story that way, after all. If you have a problem with someone, bring it up with them directly so you can all figure it out together, whether it's teacher or student. He ends his speech with a hearty smile. Even Mio doesn't try to contradict him. That's our Mr. Maruyama for you. He can even convince someone like Mio. Mr. Maruyama is so kind-hearted that no one speaks poorly of him. The fact that even Mio takes it seriously when he's upset at her is good proof of that. I'm really glad that he's our teacher. Alright then, if you don't change quickly, you'll miss out on the rest of your break. Make sure to wipe your sweat so you don't catch a cold. Yep. Okay, if you'll excuse us then. I bow to Mr. Maruyama as he leaves. Mr. Maru got mad at me, and Mio is all dejected from it now. It's okay, he only has your best interests in mind. You think so? Yeah, come on, let's go. Break time is gonna end if we hang around too long. Oh, wait for me, Yuri! I head straight to the locker room to hurry up and get changed. After school, I'm at the tennis court with Miss Shizumi to practice together just as we agreed. The rest of the team have tests, which is why it's just the two of us. Here comes the next one, Yuri! Okay, I'm ready, Miss Shizumi! We're having a practice match. The score is 15-40. Miss Shizumi is on match point. If I don't break her serve, then it's game over for me. To do that, I'll need to return her serve. If my return isn't good, she could finish me off with her next swing. What's it gonna be? To my forehand? Backhand? A body shot? I can't hesitate. Forehand should be the best move on this side. I haven't been able to return one cleanly so far either. I'll be too slow if I just wait and try to react to it. She has to go for it here. I take the risk and focus on my forehand side. With a shout, she hits the ball from high in the air and sends it my way. Miss Shizumi's specialty is a high-speed flat serve that swings wide. It's fastened at a tight angle, but it was just as I predicted, so I was just able to get to it. I tighten my grip and swing my racket as hard as I can. My racket met the ball full on and sent it to the far side of the court from her. I cleanly returned her powerful serve, catching her completely off guard. I got her! Just as I thought I had the point, Miss Shizumi's body nimbly snapped into action. Her movements are crisp and without any waste, she rapidly closes in on the ball. Huh? No way, is she gonna reach it? Her reaction time and pure agility is startling. It's practically inhuman. Miss Shizumi reaches the ball and hits it back to me without breaking her stride. I relax as I thought I'd scored, so there was no way I could react in time. The ball bounces off the court line, causing white flakes to fly up from the impact. Phew, I guess that's game point. That was amazing, Miss Shizumi. You almost had a perfect game, too. I run up to the net to shake her hand as per custom. Even though I lost, I felt no frustration. In fact, I felt pretty proud of my performance. And you've improved a lot in everything, Yuri. Your ball control, court coverage, everything. Well, I'm still nowhere near as good as you. It's obvious I still need a lot more practice. Don't be so hard on yourself. You're a natural at tennis. That said, I'd advise that you don't lose focus like you did just now. Someone of your caliber should have been able to handle that last ball. The point was yours to win. She's right. If I returned that shot, she probably wouldn't have been able to get to it, given how far off the court she was. Stay focused until the end. No matter how strong your opponent is, you'll always have a chance as long as you don't give up. Yes, sorry. I unconsciously slumped my shoulders, disappointed in myself. There's no need to apologize. I'm not upset with you. I just have high expectations of you. I know that deep within you lies a great hidden power. Hidden power? What hidden power could she be talking about? Things are kind of getting a little interesting. By the way, guys, this is your first taste of Dark Month here on Joystick. So things are going to get a little crazy. Like, some of you guys, like, I totally get it. It's a fetish. Some of you guys, like, oh, this is kind of icky. If it is, you know, just check us out in November. Because, yeah, we're going to do some pretty crazy ones. But, you know, there's going to be limits, as I always did. I was like, well, we can't do that, we can't do this, but non-con stuff, it's at Walmart, for God's sake, guys. I'm the guy that literally has been through the fiction section, which a lot of bestsellers are those books, by the way, guys. They're literally the bestsellers. So I've looked at them, I've thumbed through the pages, and there's literally one about this dude that stalks women, and he's like, what was the name of the book? It was like, You'll Be Mine or something. And I'm like, okay, so if ladies are reading this stuff, then they shouldn't be freaking out about the games where the guys are like, oh, I really want her, because that's exactly the same stuff that I read in the freaking book, word for word. And apparently that book was written by a woman. So, hey, maybe you ladies are actually into this and you get it. You're like, hey, yeah, this is my kind of stuff, Grim. I dig this stuff, you know, the whole, what is it, like a submissive... Like, oh no, please don't do that, you know, stuff like that, where it's not, like, actual assault, which is not something we, you know, no matter how crazy it gets in these games, you know, it's nothing like a real, you know, like, we don't even want to get involved in that kind of stuff. That's really icky. So there's fiction, and then there's real life, and I hope people know the difference, right? Because that's what you do when you're an adult. You're like... Hey, it's Halloween, right? So we're going to watch a lot of movies where people get chopped up and probably even worse depending on what some of you guys watch. So we know that you're not going to go to work and chop up people. I mean, I hope not. God, that would be awful. Horrible to hear about on the news, right? So, that being said, we've got one more for you. Yeah, we've got one more for you tonight. And it is Night Shift Nurses, which is equally rough. And again, we want you to have discretion. You know, it's Dark Week. That's what we do. Or Dark Month, rather. That's what we do during Dark Month. Usually Dark Week, but since it's Halloween, that's what we're doing all month. So, all right, guys, we'll see you back here with more Angel's Tear tomorrow. I'm out. And we will have, as I said, some Night Shift Nurses. I just got to figure out where we left off last.